Thank you so much. Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. We call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Lisa Shefty from Minneapolis.
Hey, how are things in beautiful Minneapolis?
It's a little chilly.
Yeah, a little bit. Do you kind of enjoy that?
A little bit.
Yeah. Weather like that, it's good just to know that you've survived it.
That's very true. It keeps the riffraff out.
Absolutely.
Hey, I'm one of those riffraff.
And you're not here.
You are. Lisa, welcome to our show. You're going to play the game in which you must tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Lisa's topic?
It's hard out there for a geek.
This was supposed to be a great week for all of dorkdom. Steve Jobs announced the iPad. The season premiere of Lost is right around the corner. And we finally found soap strong enough to wash off all the blue body paint from our Avatar party. Bah! Then we read a story proving the fates have it in for we gentle nerds. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about a setback for geeks. Choose the true story. You'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
I am.
First up, let's hear from Luke Burbank.
As we all learn from the Sylvester Stallone masterpiece, Lock Up, prison can be a brutal, dangerous place. And now you can add less magical to the list. This after a court has ruled inmate Kevin Singer does not have the constitutional right to play his beloved Dungeons and Dragons while incarcerated. Singer sued officials at a Wisconsin prison after they took away his game board, D&D magazines, and his special set of dice. He claimed this violated his right to free speech. All 20 sides of it. Prison officials countered that Singer and his fellow D&D enthusiasts were, in their own way, a sort of prison gang, a pasty, beponytailed Simpsons-quoting gang, and broke them up. Singer lost in court probably because his formal defense consisted of telling prison authorities, quote, I am a level 12 paladin with spell resistance, while you are merely an apprentice dread necromancer with limited charisma points. I rest my case, good sirs.
You can't play Dungeons and Dragons in jail in Wisconsin. Your next story of losers losing comes from Roxanne Roberts.
Geeks sweat taking tests, they sweat talking to girls, and now they'll have to sweat in gym class. In a decision earlier this month, the Delaware Supreme Court ruled that all public high school kids, even the brilliant students at computer and tech magnet schools who were previously exempt from actual physical activity, cannot graduate without the minimum of 15 PE or extracurricular athletic credits, and no, chess club doesn't count. The court rejected what was dubbed the dork defense, that magnet students would suffer irreparable damage to their GPAs and self-esteem if forced to display their skinny white legs in gym shorts, and said the state has an obligation for the physical as well as intellectual health of students. Jason Wu, a junior at Wilmington's Jackson Tech, said the ruling means he'll have to go to summer school for sports. The only ball I'm interested in is a dodecahedron, he said.
Dorky kids forced to go to gym class. Kicking and screaming, no doubt. And your last story, sure to kill the buzz at Comic-Con, comes from Tom Baudette.
Ladies, have you felt the strange urge to uninstall your mountain biker boyfriend and boot up the office IT guy? Well, you're not alone. Like the Twilight Vampire series, geeks who also have magical powers and fear the light of day have recently noticed themselves becoming the objects of sexual desire. It is a trending topic on tech blogs, Twitter, and Linux code shareware forums. Frightened alpha geeks are looking for answers. Cornell behavioral science professor Susan Amundsen has one. Fertile women are attracted to able, competent men. Physical prowess is far less important in today's culture than, say, configuring a printer or pairing a Bluetooth device. It's a predictable trend. Predictable, perhaps. Acceptable, no freaking way, says GeekSpeak.com editor Jim Rowe. Once a girl notices a geek in that way, it is like sunlight on a vampire. Next thing you know, your World of Warcraft ranking's in the toilet, and your Second Life avatar is living under a bridge. We're pwned, dudes. Totally pwned.
All right. Here are your choices from Luke Burbank. A court ruling says that prisoners can't play Dungeons & Dragons no matter how much it means to them. From Roxanne Roberts, geeks in Delaware losing a court battle and having to finally go to gym class. Or from Tom Baudet, geeks having to deal with finally and strangely being sexually desirable. Which of these is the real story that we found in the week's news?
I'm going to go with number one.
You're going to go with Luke's story.
Yes.
All right, your choice then is Luke's story about not being able to play D&D. Well, we spoke with an expert on this story.
This is not the first time that Dungeons & Dragons has been taken out of prison. What they're intimating is that these guys might be sitting around planning their escape when it looks like they're really, you know, killing a 12-level troll.
That was C. Robert Cargill. He's an expert in D&D and also a film and pop culture critic. He was, of course, talking about the real story, which is the prisoner who wasn't allowed to play D&D in prison. Congratulations, you got it right. You earned a point for Luke, and you have won Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Well done.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. I was first in line to buy.